Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Panic with the static, panic with the static, panic with the static. Panic with the static, the girl from my romantic, I know she's got manic. Panic with the static, girl from my romantic, I know she's got manic. She said that I was fantastic, that knows some bad tragic, I know it caused traffic. Shattered with the matches, the girl won't be with frantic, I know it's pathetic. She said that I was satanic, that knows some bad magic, I know it caused traffic. Imagine with those matches, is it classic or plastic, organic or mechanic? Is it traffic or graphic, happen or habit, laughing or fabric? Without the voice of reason, your path will be a curse. Without the speak of freedom, your path will only be worse. I come and suck the reason and lift your broken parts. Is it your choice of season? Anyone they got their best? I'm feeling your vibe, are you feeling this? Try. Free your mind and feel the scribe of this blood tie. You feel a sensation that I can never ever describe. Retype your thoughts and make your own real advice. Imagine with those matches, is it classic or plastic, organic or mechanic? Is it traffic or graphic, laughing or fabric, happen or habit? Without the voice of reason, your path will be a curse. Without the speak of freedom, your path can only get worse. I come and suck the reason and lift your broken parts. Is it your choice of season? Anyone they got the best? I'm feeling your vibe. Are you feeling this? Try.
I am feeling this vibe. Hello, everyone. And welcome to Post Walking Dead Season. Our favorite show is over, but your other favorite show is not. I am here still, and we are in interview season now. Welcome, everyone. And the song that you just heard was known, that was called Satanic Romantic, and that was from a New York goth rock-based band known as Hell Cell, and I'm very happy to kick off this interview season with music, because music is a part of me, and hopefully it's a part of you as well. I got a little bit of an education again in goth. It's not one of the music genres that I frequent too much. I mean, I'm kind of classic rock, a little bit of heavy metal, and I'm actually dabbling in other things, but certainly a treat to hear this. Again, the group is called Hell Cell, and we are about to speak to their centerpiece, the man himself, and he is known as, we're going to bring him in right now, you can call him Jason Chaos. And Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Matt? How's everything going?
Good. Very good. Very good. I was it was like I was telling everyone, it was almost like an education again in goth music as I was listening to your stuff and some others as well while doing a little research.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, it is kind of like a lesson in love and darkness. And it's, you know, it's all about like spicing things up. And but, you know, I'm glad you like it. What did you think about it?
Yeah, the song itself, I like the you know, generally it flows very well, and it gives you, it's sort of dark, but without being too much so. Nice, yeah, lyrics, exactly. And rhythm. And yes, it's almost just dark enough. That's what I liked about it. But you, of course, you are sometimes not the dark one. You are sometimes the light bringer. Are you not? Or are you?
Yes. Well, I do play two characters in the band. The first one is Jason Chaos. He's the guitar player, the lead guitar player. And Jason Chaos is basically just a regular human being that's an artist and joined the satanic cult. And somehow the highest like energy or the light bringer or something came in and used Jason Chaos as a vessel and possessed his soul. So it's like a story in the band. It's like kind of like a stage thing, a theme thing. So this Lightbringer is basically about a spirit that wants to find this human being that's in the band so he could actually speak his mind and, you know, bring out the information to the world, whatever. So however, so that's when Jason Chaos gets possessed and Lux Lightbringer comes in and he has Jason Chaos plays the guitar and he's just singing. So it's kind of like a stage thing, like a two character kind of thing in the band.
It's space. It's theater. It's theater on stage. That's good.
Like it will look cooler like on music videos on stage. Like I have a backup guitarist. We'll dress him up as Jason Chaos, have the hair in his face or something. You know, do the part.
Ah, clever. That is clever, actually. Yeah, that's my doppelganger. If you're mad at Jason Chaos, hit him. How much now, Hell Cell? How much exposure have you had? Is there sort of a discography of music? Is it something relatively new?
Yes, it's actually a new project. Me and my friends just recently started this year in June. We actually just started in June this summer. And we recorded like 13 tracks so far. So I'm just slowly sending out the music one by one.
Excellent.
But
excellent.
I've been coming from like other bands and stuff and as a guitar player. So I kind of decided that I just had enough working with other people and just want to start making my own project. So yeah, it's new. Okay. And the exposure is kind of good too, because it's our friends and followers that are coming from the other bands and the other the other solo artists that we used to play with. So it's kind of like linking in nice. Yeah,
right. Any other notable bands before Hell Cell or artists of note?
Yeah, well, okay. I used to play with Dissection as a session guitarist, and this band from Norway, they're called Dimmu Borgir. It means dark cities in Norway, but it was only just when I was out there, we were playing, and when I came back to New York, I recently started playing with this cool artist, his name is Kayvon Zand, as a guitar player, and it wasn't really kind of my music. He was like kind of like into pop. I was coming from black metal, so it didn't really work out. So that's when I just said, let me just start make my own project.
Striking out on your own, right? I have to admit, I'm a little jealous now. I see all the pictures of Norway, and I'm extremely jealous whenever I see anyone there. Looks very beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Sweden is actually more beautiful.
Okay, well, I'm going to try those all one day. Now, you obviously your home stage is New York City for the predominance of your work. The nightlife, obviously, myself, you, we both know it's incredible there. But that's like a little corner of the universe. You know, the industrial music, the goth music that I haven't really explored. I will admit, in Manhattan, there's. And we'll go through a couple of the places later on, but are there any, do you organize events, parties? Do you just kind of attend? Does Hell Cell play at anything?
Yeah, so I used to help other people's events and come in as a visual host, as a dressed up and theme. We used to have some parties in the city, and I just built my contacts from that and friends, and slowly, I just start doing my own events here and there. I do some hosting at tables at clubs, and we were talking about doing a once a month dark party in like an old theater downtown, just to bring in the old music back and just all our friends that we know, the goths and the rockers and, you know, the freaks out there, and, you know, just to come chill and hang out and listen to, you know, the same kind of music, you know?
Right. Exactly. Which is important. I can attest to that. And I was kind of looking at some of the goth clubs. I just kind of did a little search, popular goth clubs in New York City, industrial. And of course, a couple were familiar, a couple weren't. The Pyramid Club, Mercury Lounge. And then there was one that I never heard of, Otto's Shrunken Head. And
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I notice what I like about it is all the events are sort of titled. You know, it's not just the club. It's, you know, for instance, it's Absolution at UC87. So it's not just a show for a particular band. It's an event in itself, which is a good thing.
It's like a family thing or like a family title. So it's like we use the clubs, you know, some of these people, they use the clubs and then they just make their cool theme, you know, party, like a dress up party. It could be like any kind of party. So it's nice. It gives a kick, you know, makes it interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, that adds to the whole ambiance. Definitely. Speaking of which, I actually showed your logo to a few people at my main job, and it met with much amazement. A lot of people really got a kick out of the Hell Cell logo because they said it was almost like they liked it. It was like it sort of drew from a few old influences, but at the same time, it was kind of unique in itself. And you know, you have to look for it. Okay, I was gonna get into that. Is there any symbolism hidden? And we'll put it up there on my Facebook site for anyone who wants to see. But any sort of symbolism you can sort of assign to any of that?
Yeah. So, Hell Cell, like what we're trying to do, we're trying to use all the cell, just the word cell, and put it in together like the cell phone, like we are. We are the bad boys from hell. Call us. We'll come and help you. Bring the best features with the creatures, stuff like that. Or like the cell, like you're in the cell, but we're here to come and get you and save you. Cell, like also like our blood cells are from hell because we have that dark side of us and also the light side. So we're kind of like creatures that left hell, let's say. Again, it's a theme. Stage thing, like we left hell with the cell in our body and we're coming here to save the world or something with our music and trying to bring out the weak people alive and, you know, stuff like that. So it's like call us in the cell and, you know, our blood's in the cell, like it's all mixed. But the meaning is the logo, I designed the logo myself. I do all the artwork, the covers, everything. Nice. But the logo itself, it's like it's supposed to be the pyramid with the eye.
The eye.
Yeah, so basically we're insulting that pyramid by turning it upside down, and you could tell that the eye in the bottom is crying. So we're trying to make it seem like make the poor people more expand into like the medium, the middle class, and the rich people goes down to like a little, you know, the last bit of the tip of the pyramid, you know.
Ah, turn the system on its head. Okay, I can run with that. So. Definitely. very good. And of course, strewn about the Hell Cell video channel and all, I saw some other, along with the song, certainly some great artwork. And you, my friend, are a work of art as well.
Thank you.
Have any acting? Yeah, any acting in your past or any other? Oh, there is. Okay.
I do acting too. I've been on Gotham TV show and Lucifer and the show in Comedy Central with the Griffin, what's his name, Jesse Griffin. Yeah, I do some acting here and there.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so you've done a few interesting things for sure. So back to Hell Cell now. Yeah, so it's you, The guy who plays you on guitar, and then you have a bass player. The gentleman who plays.
Yeah,
me.
The bass player. The bass player is an old friend of mine from Europe, and he recently came to New York, trying to make it here. But he's his English is really kind of weak. I couldn't really bring him with me. But if you have any questions for him, I could speak for him. He's listening right now, actually, and.
And that would be Diamond. He's Diamond, known as Diamond, right? And you guys have a drummer, or
also. Well, Diamond, yeah, I wanted to explain real quick. So our band is also like the Creatures of the Night. So I'm playing basically like the Satan, and Diamond is playing a vampire in the band, and the other guitar player is playing a wolf, like a werewolf. And Jason Chaos is just like the human being that got possessed into all this, the story. And Diamond, we don't have a drummer. We're trying to do it more like DJ, like with the beats and guitar playing with his bass. So he's like the DJ. So we kind of like, we go to the studio we've been working with. It's called the Attic Studio. Very good studio, by the way. Our producer, his name is D-Trax, and I'd like to thank him on the station too for helping us. But however, I think we're trying to do something different. So we're trying to get like all our instruments together. And we have Diamond, you know, spinning and, you know, mixing these beats up with the guitar and our voice. And so, yeah, you know, try to make the band a little bit like small, you know, not like a full band.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Compact. That's good. It costs less that way. Definitely. Because I noticed on your description, you also described yourself besides goth. You had elements of, I think you even said rap and something else.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. You don't want to just hold it to one genre. But
yeah,
okay, excellent.
Everything. That's why it's like also called like the health cell. It's like all these cells like into each other, you know?
Yeah, I like that whole image. The stylizing, so you do the L's in the word hell are like an 11. So I guess that helps
11,
with the circle.
That 11 is it stands for 11 dark gods. There's 11 dark gods in hell. So
more symbolism.
We're using all these 11 dark gods and just like putting it in our logo with the upside down pyramid, and we're just trying to take over everything in a positive way, you know, basically.
Nice. So okay, so we've talked about your art a little. Was there any kind of formal training in terms of? I know the music you probably have, but in terms of the art, any formal training with that or any influences?
Yeah, I've been always doing art since a very young age. Always loved it. I always expressed myself in it. But I've slowly became from drawing and going from painting and then start tattooing myself. And right now I'm doing tattoos. I'm doing posters, doing any kind of graphic work, anything in art. Like I've got it down. And I think it's good because I share my feelings with the art and the music, and I could just do everything together and mix it up with sound and looking, and, you know.
So good.
It's very fun, yeah.
Yeah. We'll just make a quick interjection here. If any of Harry's fans are out, pardon me, I don't know what made me say that. Any of Jason's fans are out there, please feel free to call us. I know the calls have been dwindling of late, but I am sure that we have a few Hell Cell fans out there. And if you'd like to call, it's 646-721-9605. You don't have to be afraid of us. I don't know about Jason, but I'm pretty nice. Certainly get to talk to the
master. We won't bite you guys.
Yeah. Breakthrough. Do you guys have names for your fans yet? You know, like Lady Gaga calls her fans. I forgot what she called them again. You guys have names for your fans or the cellulites?
Some of my fans, what I like to do is I just, you know, like I let them be themselves and all that. But if I have like personal close friends, like I start giving them names. Like the guitar player, his name was Andy Berman. We call him Burnman because he really burns good like on stage and stuff like that. Nice. But yeah, I've had past relationships. I've helped them to get out of their alternative side. and give them, you know, their alternative name or something. So it's like, you know, it's like a Gotham City kind of thing, you know. You know, when you put on the mask and
I've just been reminded by a wonderful angel that it's Little Monsters. That's what Gaga calls her fans. But you guys are more unique. Right. That was actually Diana helping out from a distance. Bless you, Diana. So Satanic Romantic. So that is that's right now, that's your keynote song. You probably have you have a few things going on, but that's the one you're focusing on right now. You have the video, you have the song
the video
itself.
We're working on.
Okay. Well, you had something up, I guess. The actual, okay, she's working on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what we had up is just like a sample. We have the real deal, should be out next month, and other songs as well.
Excellent. So I'll also put a link to the temporary video, but I'll stick in other media to Satanic Romantic. And people can listen. That'll be their gateway to other music in the near future. And I'll just jump right out there. Obviously, the title evokes many things. The quick and silly connection to Satanism with that, or is it just kind of a symbolic or a roundabout reference?
I'm sorry, say it again.
The title, Satanic Romantic, Satanic Romantic, is there any sort of a direct reference to Satanism?
I'm trying to put out a message that it's about freeing yourself and freeing your mind and vibe. Let love be and take it wherever it's coming from, without feeling scared or downing others, even yourself. It's a positive message, we are trying to send out that it's, time to let go of the past, start fresh always, love yourself first, so others would love you too, when I talk about the satanic part, I'm trying to bring out the possession of fear that controls, us not to be free or not to be in control within ourselves, and basically, we lose our mind and confuse ourselves.
2 seconds, going to interrupt you. We do have a caller, but we're going to leave. We'll just ask them to hold for a few seconds as Jason, as you complete your thought. I am sorry.
No. Oh, should I complete?
Okay.
Get the caller. Let's get the caller first.
Let's bring him or her in. Calling from 561. How do you do? Welcome to the Vent Man Show.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hi, what's your name?
Hey, how you doing?
So do you know where 561's from?
Yeah, I have to admit, I do not know where 561 is. I'm a New Yorker. I'm sheltered.
Oh, I'm from Florida.
Florida, that's good. Nothing wrong
Florida,
with that.
Oh, cool.
I should have known that. I'm
where
there several
Florida
times a year.
So I have a question.
Sure.
I want to know which character Jason identifies with the most, Jason or Lex?
Jason.
That's a good question. I'll tell you what. If you see me with blonde hair, I've been bleaching my hair blonde, so I'm playing the Lux Springer more. And the Jason Chaos comes with the black. The black hair, the hair in the face. So, they're both different characters, but I kind of like Lux Lightbringer better, more. He's like more advanced. He's like the turbo Jason Chaos. And,
but he's newer, right?
Yeah, he's newer. He's actually really old. He was hidden for years, and I just brought him
Where
back.
Where was he hiding?
He was hiding inside Jason Chaos. He was using Jason Chaos as a vessel, and he was hiding. And Jason Chaos always knew about that. It's like he knew it was a passenger that's been inside of him for all these years.
Jason.
What happened, sorry?
Did he have to be exercised out of Jason?
Yeah.
He's doing
an exorcism on Jason and made him turn into a guitar player.
Well,
I'm sorry, man. What are you saying?
I like Lex. I like Lex better.
Lux, thank you. Yeah, this is Lux in a phone right now, actually. Jason Chaos, Chaos is listening to this.
Yeah. It's almost reminiscent of Luke Skywalker, right?
Kind a little of, bit. Yeah,
yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. I got the idea from Eddie Murphy.
Oh,
that's random.
Eddie Murphy from that movie Coming to America. If you remember, he was playing the barber shop and all these people, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's okay. And now that works.
We now have another caller from my local jurisdiction here in Westchester. And who is this now? Both of you can stay on at the same time, by the way. This is Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Who do we have from Westchester?
Hey.
Hello?
Where's the Westchester?
Westchester, you're on the air.
Hello? Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
Maybe they're shy.
Yeah, I think they're shy. I'm going to just keep them here.
So you need to say hi.
Yeah, yeah. Well... Okay, well, then I can't hear him. I don't know. You know what? I got to do the radio thing. Going once, going twice. I'm going to ask them to call back, though. I'm going to cut them off, but okay. I'm going to ask them to call back. And we're here with Florida still. So have you heard, Satanic Romantic Florida?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So you're looking forward to... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm looking forward to what?
Well, I mean, are you looking forward to more stuff coming forth from Hell Cell, from Jason?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was going to say, fuck yeah, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to cuss.
Oh, yeah, this is, no FCC here. You can do anything you want except threaten people.
Okay, yeah,
anything.
Fuck yeah,
I am. You can use the F word, you can use CS.
You should have said that long time ago.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Normally, I don't. I restrict it a little bit in my Walking Dead show because I try to do it to a wider audience. But we kind of, I think our audience here is kind of tolerant of extra things. Okay. So go for it.
Yeah, I was thinking actually about that. Thank you for mentioning that from Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a little bit of the, do you get any of the sort of the industrial music and all that where you are in Florida?
Yes, but I grew up with Nine Inch Nails and a lot of that kind of music, so I'm a fan.
Oh, Nine Inch.
Yeah.
Cool. Nine Inch Nails. Well, that was industrial.
What's your favorite Nine Inch Nails song?
It has to be Physical from the Broken album. What's yours?
I know what mine is.
I'm so bad with names, honestly. It's that song with the music video when he's like in the TV or like these little cameras or something. It's like
I want
to
fuck you like an animal.
Yeah, that's
that one.
Closer to God.
I want to fuck you like an animal. Exactly.
And mine is Hurt. So that goes without saying.
Yours is Hurt. Cool. Song. I love the cover of it too.
I think our Westchester caller is trying again, or it might be another one, but let's let this person in. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, what's up?
Hi,
man?
Who's this?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Ben. Ben Masters. How's it going, guys?
Oh, this is Ben. Welcome.
How are you, man? Jason, so glad to see you.
Hey,
how are you?
Wow, I'm surprised you called. This is my old friend. He's actually from a satanic cult I grew up with.
My exclusive tattoo artist, man. I don't get shit done by anyone, man. Jason's got the sickest tattoo ever, bro. Yo, I'm so happy you're here in your song constantly, man.
You like it? Thank
What's
you.
What's up?
Thank you.
It's amazing, yo. Me and my girl love that shit. We're blasting that shit all the time.
Really? Wow. So good to hear
man.
That. Thank you.
Don't get too big and overcharge me on these tattoos now. Come on, man. Come on, man. Don't forget me, bro. Come on.
I promise I won't. It's on air right now.
Favor, bro. What's going on?
So any juicy tales from the cult?
Yeah, man. You know, close group, you know, well connected. We all love each other.
I would think so. Right.
Long history, man. Long fucking history.
Oh,
yeah,
I can imagine.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear from you, Ben. Wow, thanks for calling.
Yeah, bro, I heard on Facebook, you know, you're doing this show. I thought I'd call in, show my love, man. You know, I've always loved your work. You know, I've always appreciated you as a person. Just needed to share that, man. You're awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Really, it's really like a big, good feeling from you guys. You know, my old friends.
When's the next call, man? Come on, me and my girl are waiting for it, bro.
Yeah, we're waiting. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're gonna. The New Year's is coming up, so after the New Year's, we have that whole nice 2017. We're making everything in 16, so gonna bring
awesome,
everything out.
Awesome.
Are you guys writing anything now?
The whole album.
Yeah, we're writing. We meet up. I'm actually meeting up with someone right now. We're writing a song together.
Okay.
But the rest, everything is basically finished. I'm just taking my time, thinking of good words, good lyrics.
Bro, you know what you need to do? We need to make a party to celebrate the song and make new material for your new song. So we got to have a great New Year's party. You know, we got to chill like old times, get some new material, all drink. Have some good times and like make some new material, guys.
I like
yeah,
that.
Absolutely, it's on the list.
Fuck yeah.
That works in any profession.
Yeah. Alcohol and everything is good.
Yes, yeah. Matter of fact, I wasn't going to say this before, but I actually have some now. I had a little party recently, and somebody brought very, very freaking good bourbon. So I don't like to be drunk during the show, but I said I can offer myself a little sip. I'm perfectly coherent. Yeah. But
you know, a little bourbon eases the tension all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get back a little now, and you guys can stay on if you'd like, for sure. We can do a little group thing. Thankfully Blog Talk mm-hmm. allows you to have five callers at once, which is a great thing.
Okay.
Nice. So back to the clubbing thing. So we went over some of the nightlife and everything. Did you ever do any sort of like event that really like was like a Project X that like it was just intended to be a regular thing and then it turned out to be friggin' awesome and almost dangerous?
Wait, hold on. Ben, I think your TV is really loud over there.
We have background.
I just walked in. I'm having a little
get together. Ben, you're fucking up the show.
See, Ben is partying during the discussion about partying. It's great.
No, another room.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry about
dude,
that,
that's
Anthony,
funny. But
what are you
no, but I was saying, have you really, you remember that movie Project X where that kid does his party and then it turns out to like destroy the whole neighborhood? Have you done anything like that yet, or are you planning to? Just like the goth event of a lifetime?
I think right now, because we're just really starting, we had a really good break, actually. I can't really hear what's that background, Inspector?
That's Ben.
Ben, can you hang up or
something? I'll call you guys.
All right. Call me later.
Well, here's the deal. Ben, I can leave you on mute for a while.
Heard the show, man. So happy to have heard the show. I'm going to go downstairs. I'll give you guys another call back.
Thanks for calling, Ben. It's good.
Okay.
I haven't heard from you in so long. Call back, though.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right.
So
that was Ben from my neck of the woods.
Yeah, Ben is
an old
friend of mine. I'm surprised he called. He's actually a leader of this satanic cult. Nothing like a crazy underground
right.
dad. But we could talk about that later. But anyway, about the Project X, so what I was trying to say that this band is like completely new. We just started in June, but
right.
we just actually did our first show ever like last week. It was on
right.
December 12th on Monday. And I thought it was really cool and interesting because it's actually one of my old-time friends from high school, Michael Alec, which he is actually a big time, you know, party promoter, like since you mentioned about nightlife and
right.
club kids. So it was really nice of him to have us on his party, which was our very first show. And it was really cool because it was our first time and it's mm. it, that I would feel that would have been probably a good Project X, you know.
Yeah, yeah. For those who don't know out there, Michael Alec, he was part of, if their time frame goes back to the 80s, there was a sort of
Limelight.
A group of the Club Kids.
Yeah,
so basically
Tunnel.
They, yes, exactly. The group of them used to go to the Limelight, Tunnel, Lady, Iguana, Cafe Iguana, all those places.
Yeah.
And basically, after a while, people were paying them to come to their clubs and promote. And the reason I found out about this is because the girl on the TV show House, what's her name, Lisa Edelstein, she pronounces a girlfriend or co-doctor, whatever. She was one of the club kids. She back in the 80s. So I was reading. Basically, she was one of them. And I read all about it. And of course, Michael Alig, I guess in the 90s, he was convicted of manslaughter. Unfortunately, went away for a while, quite a number of years, I believe, like 15 years or so.
17. And
17. Okay. Yeah. And he was released recently. And I guess he's kind of back on his feet and starting to promote again. And I was just saying it's good that he was able to sort of reform and get back into it, and hopefully he stays on the straight and narrow and just helps these events get themselves together.
Yeah, he's actually, he's back, and it's really good, and it's kind of like, it's cool, because it goes way back in time, and, he's very talented, and he just comes out, with this, so it's
the legend.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, legend.
Basically. Yeah.
He just did a charity event for that, for one of his causes, actually. He did a charity event.
He got free from parole, and he was so nice to use all the money that he made at the party to use it against for the city, and
it was something related to drugs, but it was keeping just a sobriety thing. I can't remember the name of the organization, but he gave all his money to them, donated it all.
That's interesting. I definitely, like I said, as I look at some of the photos and I did a little research, some of these events, I mean, it's not just a bunch of people. Party, that's what events are. People get together and they party and all, but it's great that there's always a good theme to it, an exciting theme, and usually something very theatrical in the case of goth and in the case of other forms of music. And that definitely helps these things to be more truly like events and not just, music gatherings.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting back to one. Hopefully Diana, when she feels a little better, she can come along too. Of course, Diana could not join us tonight.
I will look forward to that. Check it out. Dress up too, if you like, have fun.
Yes, I might do that. I have a lot of black clothing. I just don't wear it enough. I wore it to work today. Yeah, it's there. And, one day I'm looking at the black shirt and the black pants. I'm like, why not both? Why not?
Dress the part.
Yes, exactly. And I, again, there's a lot of, for the people out there who are not just overly familiar with goth or whatever, it's out there. You could find so many examples. Nine Inch Nails, I guess that falls a little more under industrial, but there's sort of a general similarity. But there's a lot of good stuff out there for the listening on YouTube. And of course, Hell Cell is one of them. But definitely. Yeah, two other clubs that I actually listed here. I don't know if Jason can comment. The Pyramid Club. Have you been to that one yet? Avenue A?
Yeah, the Pyramid Club is actually, a lot of my friends work at that club, and we used to do a lot of parties. We still do parties there. It's one of my favorite clubs over there.
Okay, I think they call the event DEF CON over there. And another one is, and they call themselves this one calls themselves New York's Sexiest Bar, Madam X.
Ooh.
Not sure where they are. And their event is called the Court of Lazarus. So, okay, we have another call. This is great. We have yet another caller, and from the 917 field. Yes.
Feel free to kick me off anytime.
You're staying online. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. New caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, I'm Diana.
Hi. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Diana.
Diana. Ah, but
oh,
not
hey,
our Diana.
I know Diana. Hey, Diana. Thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm good. But I was wondering, where do you get the inspiration for your music?
From Wait, you were asking if where I get my lyrics from, like my I'm sorry, what were you saying?
The muse. Do you have a muse, or do you just get where does the inspiration for your words, for the lyrics, for your songs come from?
Oh. So I'm trying to speak about it's a good question actually. I'm kind of confused if you were asking what bands I was listening to before that makes me want to have a band, or where my lyrics.
I think it sounds like more like what influences your lyrics, your music and lyrics.
Exactly.
Rather than, is there sort of a thing rather than another band, more of a thing or a concept, I think is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Is it life experience?
Okay, so yeah. So basically we're trying to be like these dark creatures that comes in and, you know, come in and try to be friends with these humans and, you know, teach them that the real curse is inside of you. There is no evil or there is no, basically like the lyrics are what I'm trying to say. It's like spiritual. We're doing a lot of spiritual acts and writing about, you know, blending spiritual acts with, you know, with our art and regular stuff, you know, things like that. And the bands that we were influenced by was, like, I personally love Rosetta Stone. So I got that, trying to get that Rosetta Stone vibe and trying to mix a little of rap music with alternative rock and, you know, basically bringing out, like a story. Like, I'm trying to, like, bring stories out in songs. You know, stuff maybe in my past lives or my friends, hear stories I hear. So, and also, like, I'm trying to, like, send out always, like, a good advice and, like, a good message, you know. People could learn mm-hmm. from the music and dance to it and just have fun. It's all, like, art, music, and magic we're trying to do, you know.
Does the city inspire you?
The city?
Yeah, about living here in New York City.
Oh yeah, we're in New York. We are a New York City band, and we want to make it seem like it's a Gotham City, and everyone has a little of that alternative side inside of them, mm-hmm. and we're trying to bring out that side, and you know, like the Gotham Batman story, like the Joker, and you know, the Catwoman,
Gotham
what she
City.
Does at night. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we all have like some kind of fantasy, some kind of like alternative side we just want to bring out maybe at night. You know, we have like a double life kind of thing, what I'm trying to say. You know,
it's like an expression of all your different sides.
Yes.
I like that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, what you're saying?
No, I was about to say something, but you finished first because my thought was incomplete, and I'm sorry. Sometimes I start a thought and I fail to finish it in my head. Just out of curiosity, to our latest caller, Diana, where are you from? New York City as well?
No, I'm actually from Quebec, but I moved to New York City.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Oh, that must be interesting. Yeah. I'm hoping to get up there. I got to Toronto for the first time in 10 years over the summer, and I'd like to go up to your province next. But how do you find that the, I guess you've had the chance to explore both music scenes, the dark mm-hmm. underbelly of both. Have you, how do you compare the Canada experience versus New York City?
You know, I'm originally from Quebec and spent 2 years in Toronto before coming to New York. Yeah, so it's very strange. There are a lot of goth clubs in Toronto which have amazing, amazing music. right? You have Velvet Underground and stuff like that, and the bands there. But I think it's far darker. The music is far darker,
right,
and the scene is much greater and bigger in New York City than it is here, right?
Yeah.
And the bands that
yeah.
we sort of listen to there, like we have the Tragically Hip, which is an icon
where I'm from.
But I do find that the music is darker, and like I said, the scene is far, far greater there than in Toronto and Quebec.
Hmm, that's interesting. Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe Harry can change. Maybe Jason and company can change that one day. They may have to do a little tour through the northern territories.
Yeah, I'd love to. All right. So.
And we got to get you on the West Coast too, because they could use a little bit of they could use a little darkness to balance their surfer culture there, right?
Hey, Seattle originally. We have a pretty dark scene here, actually.
Yeah,
actually,
I love
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I grew up on Alice in Chains and Milan.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Do you like the golf clubs in New York City, Diane? Have you been to?
I think Diana, you still? Oh, she's still there.
I think you, but I am losing you. My phone connection is going.
Oh, okay.
So what was
You want to repeat the question for Diana, and then we have another caller pending.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So, what I was saying, Diane, how's the goth scene, the goth clubs in New York? Have you been to any of some goth clubs? Is it the same as Toronto, or you like it better here? Or I'm kind of interested, because if I ever go down there. What happens,
sir? It depends on the club. There are some very great goth scenes and goth nights, but it's not like sort of a steady stream of goth. There'll be like specific goth nights, like there's the Bovine Sex Club and the Velvet Underground, but I definitely prefer the clubs in New York City, and I will be going to one on New Year's Eve.
Right. Oh, cool. Where are you headed? Where to?
I'm headed to this Ever Young night.
Okay.
I can't remember, so that's where I'm heading on New Year's Eve.
Excellent. Oh, that will be a lot of fun. I will, I try to, lately I've been staying away from New York City on New Year's Eve myself, but it's definitely, I wouldn't do the Times Square thing, but if you can find a nice place that's hosting a great event, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of events going on underground, golf clubs and dress up parties and, I'll definitely let you know about it, Anthony, too. You should come out, check it out.
All right. I will keep an open mind for sure. If not New Year's, certainly right after that, when things get less busy. And let us bring in yet another. You are doing good. You're doing better than my normal Walking Dead show, Jason. My goodness. So we're going to bring.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
Let the Walking Dead come in.
Yes, you are the living death. No, no, that's not a compliment. Let's bring in our next caller.
The living death.
You are the living dead. New
caller. Anyway,
you're
everyone's
on the air.
Allowed to swear on the air, so feel free.
Yes, and you can swear. Next caller, come on in. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Can you hear me?
Maybe a little bit higher.
I can hear you.
A wee bit more.
Awesome.
Now I hear you. Go ahead.
My Monica, what's up?
You said Monica? Hi.
Oh, hey, what's up? Oh, Monica, yeah.
So I wanted, are you feeling my vibe? Because I'm feeling your tribe. Jason Chaos. Yes, I'm feeling his tribe.
Ooh. Oh, cool. Thank you.
That's
yes.
One of the lines from
the tribe
song.
Is welcoming everyone. Come in.
Call the show.
Welcome into the tribe.
Yes, you could be in my
tribe
too.
It's all about the vibes. I think this is it. It's an interesting part that I wanted to point out. I was just like driving through the BQE and those big things that were like they put advertisements on them, and there's one that there was no advertisement on it, but this graffiti artist put chaos leads our orders. And it caught my attention when I was listening to you guys, because, like, your artist name is Jason Chaos, and it's interesting how, like, what it's that chaos does lead our orders, if you think about it. Like, you know, we only want to do better because of, like, the bad things that happen to us, so we strive for better. And I was like, oh, shit, Jason Chaos, yes.
That's smart. Wow, very good. Yeah.
Yes, a message within your very name.
Right?
Yeah, so, chaos is everywhere, you know. Chaos is right in between the good and the bad. You know, it's the confusion when you want to get tilted. If you want to get to the bad side or the good side, it's only chaos that reminds you and gives you the wake-up call.
Love it.
It makes the world
yes.
go around.
Or the
Indeed.
Other way around.
Out of chaos, order. Yes. I think that's
chaos,
a cool
order, yes.
Yeah.
Satanic right. so the, romantic.
The chaos is... Yes,
crazy.
I like it. I just
how
yeah.
sometimes yeah. something good.
I'm glad you like the song,
so
Ben.
Bad can actually be good, and it can confuse us, just like you said. I was in this weird relationship. The guy became very possessive. So to me, I'm like, oh my god, I fell in love with a demon, and you know, it was really weird.
That's smart. That is actually smart. You mentioned that, Monica, because the song is actually about the possession. People get lost in the relationship, you know, they get scared, they haven't let things go in the past, and the song is basically about, you know, letting go of the past. The curse is within your past, and whatever you want to take it to the past, that is the curse. So we're trying to make it seem like it's like an actual love exorcism kind of thing, from tears to fears, you know?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we fall in love and it's our mojo, what we live for, but sometimes you gotta let it rest in peace, and so it doesn't possess you and make you the evil to others, and just tell others
exactly.
that it's okay to let go, and they can also learn to let go without being evil, and you know, making accusations and jealousy, which usually leads to anger and very immature things, and even murder and crazy things and whatever, drugs, you know.
Yeah, the toxicness in the relationship that we create with ourselves, you know. So it's a good message I'm trying to send out there, you know, that the satanic is in the relationship if you make it how you want it. To make it, you know, if you wanted to make it good vibe or bad vibe, but I'm coming in and trying to say, like, hey, you know, come into this tribe. A lot of some girls that I used to date, I like actually girls that are opposite from me, by the way, so they don't really get the goth scene, the subculture scene, and I rather like to go out with normal, you know, people, because I like to learn more from them, and you know, they learn from me, and basically some ex-girlfriends or friends, they don't really understand or accept the, you know, the subculture style. So this song is good to show, like, hey, you know, like, I'm here, you know, I'm feeling your vibe, you feel this tribe, this is my tribe, you know. If you want to come into the tribe, feel this blood type, you know, don't get scared. They get scared or worried.
It's funny because you're like, oh, but she might know, but she might have better magic. I find that funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know,
do you think the
magic from that girl.
Do you think the female experience is a little different at your show than the male viewer experience? Do you notice kind of a difference in your female fans or?
Well,
I think maybe looking for something.
It's good. It's good message for both sex, actually. You know, they both.
I think
both
men and women are very equal for this song. We're all very equal.
Yeah.
I could go with that when dealing
power.
With. Yeah, when dealing with the essence of things like evil and the defeat of it, yeah, I would say we get closer to equal in that case. Maybe the outward exhibition of it might be a little different, the way you dress for it, the way you dance at the show. But yeah, the feelings that are evoked could be very similar. You are correct.
Yeah, just totally distinct.
Yeah, just a quickie little time check here. We're going to break at about 10, only because I have a few. We were intending to go an hour anyway, but we still have a few minutes left. But if you were to sort of lay out the game plan for the next few months for you, for the band, what would you say is priorities, the Jason Chaos list of priorities for the next couple of months, let's say?
Well, 2016 was just a good year just to prepare everything, get everything together, the making, you know, the creating. And I think we're very ready to come out to the surface, you know, from the underground. And for the next year of the whole year, we're just going to like abuse the shit out of it in a good way. You know, we're going to make a lot of shows. We're going to have songs like crazy. And we're going to make New York City feel good and, you know, bring back that old underground music that we don't hear anymore. That's been excellent. In the 90s and the 80s and bringing it back, but we're going to change it around, you know, give it a little cool style and, you know, give good positive messages, try to go out there and help the weak people or the people that are down and needs help and stuff like that. I think we're going to do very good. I believe that we're going to be coming in and saving a lot of people with advice and, have them dancing and partying and all that, you know.
Nice. Well, that's what it's all about in the long run, whether it's, you know, whether it's a heavy metal show where you're thrashing your head, or, you know, a blues show where you're just singing along, or your show where there's a theatrical element. It's just about evoking something from the viewer, from the listener. And that's the most important thing. And at least with your show, you have the visual, the audio, and the sense that when you go in, it's going to be an experience. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm really happy about it. I think it's gonna be really fun for everybody.
Excellent. Now, I'm like I said, I'm sure I speak for the lovely Diana Navarro. We would love to be at one of your shows in the future and all get together again.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. And for
Monica's question also, I'm sorry. Yeah. We'll have another show next month in January. So, Anthony, you definitely bring Diana too if you're free. Come check out our friends, you know, the culture and the music. You know.
Yeah, for sure. Bring me from the dark to the light, please. That's the main thing. People think like, oh, this is dark music. This is all rockers. They all, you know, we're all in black. Like, not necessarily. There's always a message from a certain way people dress or certain mood they put out there, but there's always good intention here and I feel it and I'm ready to rock and roll and everything from dark to light. Thank you for everything.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the show.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you both for calling in as well and all of our previous callers. Yeah, supporting Jason, supporting me as well. And you're always welcome to call.
Artist support is really important. You know, make music too, so this is awesome. Like, it's refreshing to hear brand new people come out there and not be afraid of who they are and what they love doing and doing something they don't love doing because of the money. Like, do what you love to do and believe in yourself, and you're gonna people will see that and people will love you and appreciate you and support you no matter what. And it's gonna bring you more light. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's such a great message. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring in the light.
Right. And chaos, maybe next show we had the chaos. Sorry? Maybe the next show we interview Lux Lightbringer. You know, maybe we interview both
Jason
sides.
Yeah, Jason Chaos is hanging out here listening to this. He's like, keep asking. He wants to come in. So definitely.
Yes.
So definitely, next time we'll have him talk more. I took over. Nice. I feel bad for Jason Chaos. I took over his body and everything. And
Well, you're going to have to give it back now. You tell that Jason Chaos to be patient. But no, really, this has been very good. Always, you're always welcome on a future episode. We can do Jason / Lux part two, and we're hoping that we have more to report next time. And but in the meantime, continued fortunes with Satanic Romantic, with your events. And ladies, as always, you're always welcome to call. You listen to the Walking Dead show, wrap-up shows, and my other interviews. And of course, if you people out there, you can find Jason on Facebook. You are on Facebook, right, Jason?
Yes, I'm on Instagram is better, though.
Instagram is probably better. So Jason Chaos or Telesell.
You get me on Instagram, guys, on Lux Lightbringer, at Lux Lightbringer.
Okay, Lux Lightbringer. And Hellcell is, of course, spelled with the first two L's are 11. So it's like he 11 cell. And that's on Facebook as well. And I will post links. I'll post a link to Satanic Romantic. And I just want to thank you once again. Look forward to hearing from you again and seeing you.
We're making a website too.
Sure. Oh, yeah. What's the website?
We're working on a website. The website is also hellcell.com. It's under construction right now.
That's okay. That's okay. Mine is too. We're in the same boat in that realm. So, okay. Let's cue the closing music here. Let me make sure it's not too loud. I'm still learning the music stuff here on this soundboard, but this is called Goth by Duvolt. And again, thank you to Jason Chaos. Thank you to our caller from Florida. And thank you to Monica. And all our previous callers. And we're going to do this again in the future. We're going to have some wonderful interviews coming up. And go see Hellcell. Go watch Jason Chaos on YouTube. And thank you, my viewers and listeners.
Bye.
And we will see you soon. Bye, everyone.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for everything.
Good night, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Hang on, I just gotta fade out this audio and not be doing it.